Tina Fey.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
Hi, this is Rhea Goodman, and welcome to Living Juicy, now in its 15th year. Living Juicy is a cultural enzyme intended to inspire people to greater creativity and outside-the-box solutions. We are restoring the world with the stories of people who've created innovative new pathways to living in the 21st century. I like to think of Living Juicy as culture medicine. Check out our archives at livingjuicy.org. There are over 350 juicy interviews in it. Born from a vision in which she was told to ask the world, "How do you pray?" Celeste Iacoboni reached out to leading speakers, shamans, scientific teachers, guides, and activists, and asked for their responses. The result is a deeply moving book full of personal insights and stories. Quotes, "The way we pray provides a mirror to the soul. It reflects our most fundamental values and beliefs, hopes, dreams, fears, and doubts. Prayer unifies us with ourselves and each other by reminding us of the divine essence within. How Do You Pray embodies this essence with deep personal sharing by a remarkably diverse group of people, including some of the great teachers of our time." That's from the intro. Ordained as a minister of walking prayer, Celeste Iacoboni is passionate about helping people discover a deeper experience of the sacred in their daily lives. Through workshops and a private practice in Santa Fe, she facilitates healing and transformation through her mastery of the healing arts. It is my great pleasure to welcome Celeste Iacoboni. Hi, Celeste.
Hi, Rhea.
I love this book. This was such fun to read. I have told lots of people about how cool it is. Celeste, from the intro, I say that it's born from a vision, but what does that mean? What exactly happened to you that you got inspired to get this book together?
I woke up one morning about 6 years ago. It was dark outside, but the room was illuminated. And I heard the words, "How do you pray?" And the voice went on. "Is it an hour a week at a designated place of worship? Or do you take your prayers out to the streets? Do you pray like your parents' culture or tribe, or did you develop another way?" And it went on, and I grabbed a pen and I started writing. And at the same time, I saw everyone in the world, all traditions, people, languages, ways of praying. And I actually heard it, and everyone came together in one beautiful, what I call celebration of spirit.
Like a bellom.
A bellom.
That is such a great sound, all those ohms coming in at different times. What a deeply personal question. How do you pray? Because this is not something that one answers off the top of one's head at all. This is the kind of thing one really needs to think about. How do you pray? And your questions that came to you right in that moment were really provocative. So did you send out a questionnaire? How did you proceed from there?
Well, it took me a couple of days to realize that I was going to do this. I said yes to something that really changed the course of my life. Mm. And I've been sitting in that inquiry ever since. How do I pray? How do I pray?
Mm-hmm.
And I started gathering people together, bringing them together, sharing our different ways of prayer, and realizing that our differences became similarities.
Mm.
We actually had so much in common, and we had one essence that was praying. At some point, I realized that a book with our spiritual teachers, religious leaders, activists, lovers of humanity by any name or tradition would really be a great support for what we're all going through now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What do you, reading the book, I noticed for me many running themes, different styles, many, many, but like the running theme of gratitude came up in most of the responses, gratitude for one. Any more that you might have noticed that are,
Isn't that wonderful?
Totally.
That we're all feeling that gratitude.
Yeah, of course.
The grace that we are so grateful for. That was really beautiful. And, of course, love. Love was a big one. And love is the essence. Love is the ground of being, the common thread that runs through all these religious traditions and all of our spiritual practices and love of nature and humanity.
Celeste, there was another one that I noticed that came through a lot, and I've noticed it's been happening with a lot of creative people I've done interviews with in the past 2 months. Remembering our ancestors. That was another theme that came through in this book. Many, many people talking about acknowledging our ancestors.
Yeah, and I'm feeling that so. Acknowledging our ancestors, what we came from, and healing a lot of the wounds in that lineage, and also taking responsibility for those yet to come, for our children and children's children. And so it's this holographic present, past and future in this moment.
Were there any surprising answers for you?
There were some very deep, deeply personal that touched me in such a way that someone was sharing them. Someone was being so open to share
their process. It's a very deep, deep question and a deeply personal question. Byron Katie is one of the responders, and of course I loved her response. She doesn't pray. What is enough, basically. And of course, that's really her whole thing. What is quite enough. And she cautions in her piece to stop praying for love. I thought that was very interesting because that, again, is a very universal thing. Praying for love, not giving love, but asking for love. And she cautions about that. Greg Braden, I loved this, and again, it was typically Greg Braden. Pray as if your prayer has already been answered. Roshi Joan Halifax, the food prayer, may we be nourished that we may nourish life. Those are just some of the standouts for me. But there's also a poem that I'm going to ask you to read that Kim Rosen, who is herself a wonderful poet and has been on Living Juicy, and is in the archives under Poets. She, there's a poem by Rilke that I've already read to people in need. So please read us some of what Kim Rosen wrote.
I'm going to read a little and then go into the poem.
Yeah.
I pray through poetry. I've never had a relationship to prayer. Until recently, I couldn't fathom what people got out of reciting in Hebrew at dusk or bowing down to Allah 5 times a day or repeating the Lord's Prayer or doing the rosary. Then, in a moment of extreme darkness, almost by accident, I discovered the power of speaking a poem that I love, and suddenly I understood. And she goes on, most of the poems I speak, both to myself and to others, are written by other people. So the communion is not only among those gathered in the moment, but can resonate across history to include a person who wrote centuries ago in a language I don't know. Here is a poem I love by the German poet Rainer Maria Rilke. It was written in 1899, but it is a prayer that touches my life almost every day. Before we are made. God speaks to each of us as we are made, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words, the numinous words, we hear before we begin. You, called forth by your senses, reach to the edge of your longing. Become my body. Grow like a fire behind things, so their shadows spread out and cover me completely. Let everything into you. Beauty and terror. Keep going. Remember, no feeling is forever. Don't lose touch with me. Nearby is the land they call life. You will recognize it by its intensity. Give me your hand.
Incredible poem. Mm. Reach to the edge of your longing. Mm. And the one I love most is keep going. Remember, no feeling is forever. Incredible. Mm-hmm. That. Yes. Mm-hmm. I just jotted a note down while I was reading. Michael Gelb wakes each morning and dedicates the day to the divine. Mm. Just all of these, so, so personal. Tito La Rosa, again, these are all people who are in the archives. Praise through sound. Well, of course, he's a sound shaman. Amazing. Arjuna Ardash? Ardah. You are both the longing and the longed for. Mm. That's so Sufi and so Tao, isn't it?
And that was a common thread. I heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the drop and the ocean. You are the drop and you are the ocean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Both, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very Taoist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to ask you to read the quote by Bruce Sangwin. Mm-hmm. That has to do with freedom that I really underlined and myself wanted to commit to memory. It was so powerful.
All the spiritual traditions speak of freedom as a fruit of the life of prayer. The paradox is that freedom increases in direct proportion to our capacity to take responsibility. Absolute freedom is ultimate responsibility, and vice versa. When we realize that nobody and no circumstance has the power to steal our freedom, we break the bonds of victimhood and shift from being creatures to creators. Creaturehood is transcended, yet included. Understanding one's life as a continual prayer is the royal road to this wisdom.
Freedom, ultimate freedom, comes from taking, is in direct proportion to how much responsibility you take. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Tell us something about Bruce Sangwin. I'm not familiar with him. There's a bio in the back. Yeah, I love that the book has a bio of all of the contributors. That's extremely handy.
It is, and it's a resource guide. It's a community. It's a way to connect with each other and find out. Let's see, I'm going to go to his bio.
In the back of the book, all of them, yeah.
Bruce is an ordained minister in the United Church of Canada, having served congregations for the past 27 years. Today he lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, writing, speaking on the life and practice of evolutionary mysticism. He's the author of 5 books, including If Darwin Prayed, Prayers for Evolutionary Mystics.
Cool. You know, it's just about halfway through our show. We need to take a little break, but we'll be right back in a minute. Hang in there, folks.
Director John Carney struck gold with the 2006 surprise hit Once. Now he's back mixing music and movies in a new project starring Keira Knightley as a fresh-faced musician and Mark Ruffalo as a washed-up record producer. Begin again next time on Bob Edwards Weekend from PRI, Public Radio International.
Listen to Bob Edwards Weekend Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m. here on KSFR 101.1.
Yo soy Marcela Diaz.
Yo soy Elsa López.
We are Nuestra America. America. Tune in every week to Nuestra America to hear our stories of struggle and triumph in the Latino, Hispano, and immigrant communities here in Nuevo México and the rest of the world.
Join us every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m.
Aquí te esperamos en KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station, 101.1 FM. Un reflejo del mundo en KSFR.
And we're back on Living Juicy. We're talking tonight with Celeste Jacoboni about her wonderful new book called How Do You Pray? In which the book contains inspiring responses from religious leaders, spiritual guides, healers, activists, and as the subtitle says, other lovers of humanity. It's a very personal book with very personal responses. And extremely illuminating to me, and had me very self-reflective. You really begin to look at all the ways you pray. I mean, I realized, Celeste, that every time I get on a plane, I do circles of light around myself and around the entire plane, and I never get on the plane without kissing the side of the plane as if it's a mezuzah. There are silly ways that I pray, you know, but it's all prayer.
And as Rumi says, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. I felt such a generosity and availability with these people to share so deeply. When I sent them an email asking the question, telling them about this vision and this book, and if they wanted to participate, they were honored. They said, I am so glad you asked. I got really beautiful responses like that. And then, of course, they sent me these incredible shares, prayer shares. And I would come home sometimes if I was at my office in town and read what I received that day. And I would be in tears sometimes. I just sat there and took it in.
Wow.
So beautiful. And these ways of prayer have changed my life.
How?
And how I pray.
Ah.
I pray, I realize that prayer is a relationship. And it is between you and I right now. You and everyone. You, I, and everyone that is listening. And we answer each other's prayers. We show up as miracles for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful. And we are part of a prayer field.
Mm.
There's always someone praying around the world, any time of the day or night, in different countries, different traditions, languages, ways of praying, but always someone is holding that vigil of prayer. And every time we pray, in whatever way, in whatever that looks like, our prayer joins all those prayers.
It links up.
And yeah. We have this beautiful field of love.
Lovely concept. Lovely concept. Yeah.
I'd like to read the contribution by Patch Adams. I suppose I've never thought about God in my life and never really prayed. As a doctor, when I'm with someone suffering, if they have a faith, I pray to their faith. I've seen its great power. I take what I find holy, friendship and care, and it comes out in the language of their faith.
Whoa. A lovely, simple, small, but powerful contribution. Yeah. And how did you know to get in touch with Patch Adams? I mean, I guess 6 degrees of separation, right? Or is it five?
He just came to me. Like everyone else, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But they were meant to be part of this.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Amazing. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Uriah Mountain Dreamer. Did I say it right?
Uriah Mountain Dreamer.
Uriah. Mm-hmm. Prays with her body. She dances her prayers. Page 114, if you want to read a little chunk of that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes in that ordinary day, as in the ceremonial dance, I come to my knees and struggle to rise. And where I am unable to get up, my prayer is in the curve of my back and the tears in my throat. In accepting the limits of what my small will can do, I ask for help, I surrender, and something lifts me, holds and carries me. Sometimes this happens all at once, taking my breath away with instantaneous transformation. And sometimes it is a slow and gentle lifting, almost imperceivable, until I find myself back on my feet once more, filled with gratitude and renewed faith.
Yes, I'm glad I wrote that down. I remember being quite touched by that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the physicality of it, the translation of it through her body was so poignant.
And when we think of our ancestors and indigenous people, they lived and walked and danced their prayers.
Totally.
It wasn't
and
a separate life and then prayer over here at a place of worship.
On Sunday, right.
Everything was a prayer and beautiful respect and awareness of the web of life.
How incredible when we can really thank everything, when every day can be a prayer and every action and every, oh my God, it's gorgeous. I smell the earth, it's just rained. Whoa, what gratitude.
And sometimes it's a lot easier than other times.
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah. We're not talking about the glitches. We're talking about the empty spaces that can be filled with just a natural kind of prayer.
And how we are with all of it. Everything that comes our way. It isn't about changing it, but how are we with that?
Accepting what is,
And thy will be done. That was also
Another theme.
Another theme.
Another theme, wasn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Wesselman, the anthropologist, who also has been on my show, all of these people, wrote a lovely piece, a rather long piece, but at the end He sort of synthesizes what prayer is.
Yes, he says, "The chief then shared this thought with me. Know that when you offer prayer, you find love within its pure form, and you are no longer finite. In those moments, you have found your eternity. When we are able to let our love free to ride the wind of spirit, and this is our breath that carries our prayers, we are now following the blueprint we have laid out for our own growth. And it is precisely then that we may choose how we shall serve that mystery that created us and all that is."
Mm. Hank Wesselman, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is after a really rather long description. Yeah.
Yeah.
The woman who here teaches ancestors,
Helen Newman.
Thank you, Helen mm-hmm. Newman, wrote another wonderful piece for your book. And it's almost a how-to. She really describes the whole process of prayer. Do you want to read a little bit of that?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a little from the beginning and then move down into the middle here. "I pray to restore my connection to God, to the universe, to all there is. I use prayer to begin my day, to call in my ancestors, and pray for guidance and protection. It lifts me and aligns my auric fields in the highest frequency possible. Listen to the sounds of the room and then to the sounds of the building beyond. Listen with your heart, farther out to the sounds of the spheres, the ethers, the big harmony, the great ohm. Every cell in your body resonates with that very same frequency and rhythm and vibrates in the cosmic dance of all that is. Now fall into the stillness deep within, where the sound falls silent and time and space cease to be, and eternity holds you."
Hella creates an incredible space in her circles. She just manages, and she does that here as well.
Mm-hmm.
She really is a remarkable teacher. There's just one more quickie that Gina Rose Halpern wrote, a really brief one that I'm going to ask you to read, and then it's a real quickie. Go for it.
Okay. "Art is prayer made visible. Music is prayer made audible. Dance is prayer embodied. But the greatest art we practice is the art of compassion, which is prayer in action and service."
Perfect. Perfect. So, Celeste, you're going to be going on a book tour, but before you do, in the next couple of days, sometime Saturday, July 12th, you're going to be at the ARC Bookstore at 4 p.m., and Thursday, July 24th, you're going to be at Santa Fe Soul at 7:30 p.m., and on Wednesday, July 16th, you'll be in Albuquerque at Bookworks at 7 p.m. Now, if people were not quick enough to catch that, it will probably be on your website, howdoyoupray.com.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, what is Living Juicy? We have less than a minute, just a few words.
Well, I am so happy to be here and to be part of this prayer field. All of these contributors and all of us, we are truly one.
Fantastic. Thank you, Celeste Giacoboni. Thanks for coming in. Wonderful book, folks. How Do You Pray?
Thank you, Rhea.
Okay. Good night. Listen up next week. We'll have somebody almost equally juicy. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to...